Making Provision, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Wednesday, November 26th, 2025. The text comes from Romans 13. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. It's interesting to see how Paul talks about the last days. He uses the picture of a military camp waking up. The soldiers wake up, put on their armor, and get ready for duty. They make provision for the day, gathering their weapons, tools, and anything else they'll need for their duties. No matter what was going on the night before, good or bad, now it's time to walk right. But what would you think of soldiers who made provision for their day by packing up the illicit amusements of the night before? Their commander would certainly be upset, because your provisions make it clear what you plan to do. If your mind is on sex, drinking, and fighting, you'll be no good as a soldier. And if your heart is making arrangements for future sin, what use are you as a Christian? There is no way we can hold aside a place in our hearts, even just a little place, as we may be telling ourselves, for our own sinful desires, while with the rest of ourselves we serve Christ. He will have us all, or he will not have us at all. And so Paul urges us, put on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ himself, for he has provided himself to be our armor, our protection, our life, and our help, and our joy. All right, fine, you may be thinking, but how can I do that? Because I know I'm a sinner, and my heart lies to me all the time. How can I ever be sure I'm doing it right? It's a great question, because, of course, it's true. We cannot, and we will not, ever manage to live the way Christ calls us to live, no matter how hard we try. So then what? Give up? No. Give ourselves over into Jesus' own hands, rather. Ask him to deal with us and our sinful hearts. Let him be the one who forgives us, cleanses us, provisions us, and dresses us in himself, all the good things he does for us through his own suffering, death, and resurrection. That's what it means to trust in Jesus, not to try harder. It means to ask him for help as the sinners we are, and to go on trusting in him and relying on his help lifelong, not on ourselves. Without Jesus, we are sunk, but with him, we are safe forever. He will see to it. We pray. Lord, I cannot make myself what I should be. Make me yours, and do with me what you want. Amen.